All right, so we start a little later because A, we don't have a lot to do, and B, people started late. I was thinking this morning of starting a new sugya, and then I found that A, the Hay is at 9:15. So we got the from Neshamayim, or from Rav Zev, whichever it was. But yesterday, when we started learning the sugya and talking about the Shin, Dalet, and the Yud, we saw that essentially they're brought separately. And really the question becomes whether they are one halacha or separate halacha, again, if they all exist. This is very important for what we discussed yesterday, because we said that if the Shin halacha is together with the Dalet and the Yud, it's harder to say that the Shin is a din of Ksiva, because the Dalet and Yud aren't written. If the Shin halacha exists without the Dalet and the Yud, then you can say that it's a din of Ksiva. But we saw a steer in the Rambam. Why? Because on the one hand, the Rambam holds this halacha of Dalet. We saw it in his list of the halacha of Moshe Misinai on page 3, the last one. On the other hand, he says the shin is a din of ksiva, as we saw regarding goy, that a goy can't make the tefillin because he has to write the shin. So how could you, on the one hand, say there's a din of dalet, on the other hand, say the shin is still a din of ksiva? So this brings us to the point we already anticipated yesterday when we learned the Gemaros, that the shin, dalet, and yud are brought separately. Even Abaye, who brings them together in Shabbos Daf Samach Beis, let's remind ourselves of the second source from page 2, brings the same person, but three separate statements. Amar Abaye, shin shel tefillin alach l'moshe misinai. So there's a lot of basis to see them as separate halacha, even if they're all halacha l'moshe misinai. And if we see them as separate halachas, I think the first distinction would obviously be between the shin versus the dalet and the yud. And as we know, a number of the sugyas mention the shin separately. For example, Menachot Taf Lamed Hayamad Aleph. It says, Amar Abaye, shin shel tefillin alach l'moshe misinai. It doesn't mention the dalet and the yud. And we saw the sugyas in Chav Ches that Tosas builds upon, where it talks about not going into the bathroom because of? Because of the shin, Samach Beis, right? And on Daf Chav Ches, it's Pashat that you need to use the Or of Behema Tahora because of the shin, right? But the Ritzuos, maybe you could have used, right? The other Kasha that Tosas asks. So the first basic distinction is between the shin and the Dalet and the Yod, and of course that distinction, we know physically, the shin is a letter written on the box, and the dalet and the yud are ties. And you see this in the way the Gemara presents it too. On lamed dalet amid aleph, the Gemara says, shin alach l'moshe misinai. Lamed hey amid aleph, excuse me. On lamed hey amid beis, the Gemara doesn't say dalet and yud or alach l'moshe misinai. What does it say? Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reda Rav Shmuel bar Sheila mishmei derav. What does he say? Kesher shel tefillin alach l'moshe misinai. There's the shin halacha, and there's the Kesher Shel Tefillin halachos. These two halachos are halacha l'moshe misinai. Oh. In fact, if you go back to the Or Zeruah that we began with yesterday, in the top of page 2, when he talks about the halacha l'moshe misinai, he says, V'ra'a Moshe, he saw God's tefillin, right? V'hevin Kesher Shel Tefillin, V'shin Shel Tefillin, Kinyan She'areu Klei Mishkan, etc. What did Moshe see? The Kesher and the Shin. And the Or Zeruah is summarizing what the Gemara talks about, the shin and the kesher. In this case, if that's the situation, we would say, there's one halacha of the shin needs to be written on the tefillin. There's another halacha that the keshers need to be in a certain way. And you see this idea in the Chachmei Svard. Remember, we saw yesterday the kasha that Tosos and Lamed Heyam and Beis, and in other places asks on Rashi, how can you say that Dalet and the Yud are osios and part of the Shem Hashem? Aye, the Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Samach Bet, when it talks about not needing the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai for Behema Torah, for the leather, it says because of the Shin. It doesn't say because of the Dalet and the Yud, right? And the Dalet and Yud, in fact, by the Ritzua, it says you need the Halacha of Behema Torah. So yesterday we saw the Bach who distinguished between the Ritzua and the ties on the Ritzua. When the Gemara says Ritzua, it means the regular Ritzua, and when Rashi said that they're letters in Shem Hashem, it only means the tie. The Ran gives a different answer. Let's look at page 3 here. The Ran quotes Abaye, Dalet, Yud. He quotes Tosfos, Kasfos, Tosfos, Delo Garcinale, Dalet, Yud. Shouldn't be mentioned here. They're not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right? He proves it from the Gemara. Right about Lahuchshu Lamlach Shemai Mela Or Behema Torah Bilvad, and then he says in the last lines, V'Kfar Katavti Lamala She'ain Tzarech Limchol Kaniskos. You don't have to erase like Tosos did. The Dalid V'Yud Kevan She'ainon B'Ksiva Mamish Eler B'Kesher Lav Torah Hashem Mikri. Since the Dalid and Yud aren't really written, they're just in the Kesher. They're not Torah Hashem B'Ficha. It's not pashat that they need to be from Behemoth Torah, and that's why you need the the halacha of lahukshu l'machshamayim elo or behemet Torah bilvad. The Ran says kfar katafti lamala, and the truth is, in addition to the Ran writing it lamala, the Ramban himself is the real source for this. The Ramban on the sugya on daf chavches, where the Gemara says we need the halacha for the ritzuos, right? Hada amrim elo ritzuosayim kashali v'hayud v'dalit shel tefillin. Halacha l'mosh misinai also kedarmina l'kaman beperek v'mei sheyotzei samach beizim adalif. Di'isa hasim b'menachas kesher shetfen halacha l'mosh misinai. V'kevin she'ashem kasev v'ritzuos mosev eficha be'inon. M'kede be'inon mishum shein shel tefillin. Just like we assume shein shel tefillin is behem haTorah because halacha l'mosh misinai that yud in the dalit also. Same kasha. V'efsher demi yirtzuos de'yad ka'amar. V'ikir kesher shel tefillin kesher shel rosh. She'yesh bo rubo shel shin kedarmina. We'll get back to this Ramban in a minute. The first answer, he says, maybe there's a difference between the Shalrosh and the Shayad, and as I said, we'll get back to this answer. But then he says, V'tzarachim. V'ikala meimer, another answer. Shin deha ksivo kayemes, havi ketaras Hashem beficha. Dalid v'yud diksharim hein lo. Same chilek as the Ramban. There's a difference between a written letter and a letter of a kesher. The Ramban adds a word here which gives you a little bit of an indication of why he thinks this distinction is so important. What word does he add? Not just ksiva versus kesher, but?
Kayemis.
The ksiva is there and said. It's not just whether it's a maisa ksiva or not for the Ramban. It's there, it's kavua. Something that's really a kesher is by definition something that comes and goes. It's tied for the moment. Okay. So these are the chilukim, again, the Chachmis father, Ramban, and a few generations later, the Ran, between the shin and the dalet and the yod. As I mentioned yesterday, though I think the major distinction is between the shin and the others, there's also grounds to distinguish between the dalet and the yud as well. Even though they're both ksharim and definitely more similar to each other than to the shin. We find a basis for this in the Rambam. We already mentioned this yesterday. The Rambam, on the one hand, mentions shin and dalet separately, and this is what we were just talking about. But also, dalet and yud are separate. How do we see it? Because the eighth of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, he mentions only dalet. Now, it doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't hold you need Yud. In Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam mentions the Yud of the Shalyad. But he doesn't mention it as part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's very interesting, right? The Ar Sameach points out this idea. I mentioned yesterday that Rav Soloveitchik believed the original Girsa in the Rambam mentions Yud as well, from the word Shalahen. But again, let's take the Girsa we have, which is what the Ar Sameach had, and especially because we find the Chiluk like this in the Ramban already, so we have to take it seriously no matter what. The Ar Sameach points this out, and he says, Amnam Rabbeinu Nira de Logaris Rakshin Shaltvin Alach Lamosh Misina Kefigur Sosatosos. Vidalid Bekesher de Kasav de Halachahu Midarmo Kesh Shaltvin Alach Lamosh Misina. He says the Rambam held, like Tosfos, that Shin is separate. Dalid is a din in Kesher. And then he says, Vize al Kesher Shel Dalid. Kimosha Amru al Kra de Verise et Ochorai. Milameid Sheher Ehu Kesher Shaltvin. What the Ar Sameach is saying is like this. The Ar Zeruah we already saw yesterday connects these halacha l'Moshe Misinai to Moshe having seen the tefillin of Hashem, right? Which part of the tefillin of Hashem did Moshe see?
The kesher at the back of his
head. The back. How do we know the back? What does the Gemara say?
The pasuk.
It learns it from the pasuk. V'ra'isa es achorai, right? Ufanai l'ra'ita. The achorai is the kesher of the shalrosh. So that's the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. We'll soon talk about the significance in a second. But that's what the Ar Sameach says according to the Rambam. In essence, if you look in the Gemara, and I suggest that you do in Lamed Hamed Beis, I believe the Ar Sameach is connecting between two parts of the Gemara brought one next to the other. Let's take a look together. Lamed Hamed Beis, we saw the Gemara already yesterday. Amar Rav Yehuda Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei De Rav. Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Okay? Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to the Rambam, Pashup Shah and the Rambam, if you only have our gear, so write down it. Kesher Shel Tefillin means what? Not Ksharim Shel Tefillin. Kesher Shel Tefillin, which one? The Shel Rosh. The Dalet of the Shel Rosh, correct. Why does that make sense? Because what's the next line in the Gemara? Tanya Rabbi Lezer Gadar Omer, Elu Tefillin Shel Berosh. Not coincidental. Why are we bringing that here? Because that's the kesher we're talking about. I mean, that's the tefillin we're talking about. Next part of the Gemara. Vasi wrote yet kapay v'orita tachorai. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna. Amar Shem Chasida. Malamit she'er lo kodesh baruch lemoshe kesher shel tefillin. This is all shel rosh, says Erech Samech. The Gemaras are all one package about the shel rosh. Mazel tov.
Oh, thank you.
Right? Okay. And I think if you read the Ramban carefully, the Ramban already said this. Let's go back to the Ramban. Right? Remember we saw the Ramban asked Akasha, if only the shin is what's important, right? If the Dalet and Yud are also important, excuse me, why does the Gemara only say that the shin needs to be minamosa beficha? So the second answer of the Ramban, we saw he distinguishes between the shin and the Dalet and the Yud, right? The first answer, the efshar, the mirtsuas diyad ka'amar. Because ikri kesher shel tefillin kesher shel rosh. Sheyesh bo rubo shel shem. The ikr kesher of tefillin is the kesher shel rosh because within the shel rosh you have rubo shel shem, shin and dalet. So when the Gemara says ritzuos, it wasn't pashat that you need or behema Torah, and that's why you need the halacha. That's talking about for the ritzuos shel yad. How does he know? It's the dalet of the shel rosh that's more important. Kidam rinon viraita et achorai melame cherei hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe kesher shel tefillin. How do you know that's only the Dalet? How do you know it's only the Dalet? V'amrina nami v'ro kol ami haaretz ki shem v'shem nekra lecha elu tefillin shel rosh l'fisha rubo shel shem kasev v'rotu osein mibachutz. The Ramban also connected between these two Gemaras. How do I know that when it says that Hashem showed Moshe the kesher shel tefillin, it means the shel rosh? I mean, it makes sense, but how do I know? How do I know the kesher of the shel rosh is more important? Because that's why we say v'ro kol amaretz ki shem shem nekra alecha. It's the elushul and shel barosh. It's the combination of the shin and the dalet. Meaning, had we not had the shin on the shel rosh, I don't know if the dalet would be more important than the yud. But because the dalet is part of a tefillin that has the shin too, it has rubo shel shem, and that's why the kesher there is more important as well, the shin and the dalet. So to summarize, there's a lot of basis for saying that Abaye mentioned each of the letters separately because each of the letters stands alone. The shin is the ksiva of a letter. That's one halacha. The dalid is a kesher. That's a halacha l'Moshe Me'Sinai because Hashem showed it to him. And its great significance is being part of a tefillin that includes the dalid. The yud is not a ksiva. It's also not a halacha l'Moshe Me'Sinai. Again, going to the Rambam, it sounds that way. It's important, but less so. So again, this is an excellent example of methodology where you find parallel halachot. You need to ask yourself what the relationship between them is, and the way you get about that is speaking, trying to understand the halachot in general, and then seeing how these general understandings may apply to the different circumstances that we have. Okay, I hope the sugya is clear, even though we had a day of trip in between. Did we have a day of trip in between?
No.
Yesterday wasn't the trip, we did it afterwards. Okay, I hope it's clear. Next week we'll continue with Halacha Moshe Me'Sinai on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. Yes.
What's the alternative way of getting the shins on the shel rosh without using a mold, without scraping away the outsides?
When the leather is wet, you could use, let's say, a knife or a scissor and scrunch it up. Think of a tweezer, right? Pull part of the skin up so it extends out. Obviously, the shin wouldn't look as nice, which is why most people use molds. Right? And again, that's how halacha was brought down. But the concept that you wouldn't be able to is because you need a ksiva. Okay, if anyone sees my notes, one of my folders or my notes lying around, I would love to get them back.